You're listening to the Family of Te Gete podcast. A new message from Laika, Goddess Isa of Andromeda.
Friends of Earth, we have continued to reveal sacred information of your lineage of Elohim and the magnificent journey of your soul. Names of elders, goddesses, and members of the Galactic Federation are given freely to assist many in their chosen moments of awakening. There is a goddess of the Andromeda Galaxy that serves all other goddesses on stars throughout the vastness of this location. This message is in her honor. This goddess of light is named Isa. This is the only name given by her father, Elder Roshi, and one of the beautiful females he chose to share many children with by procreation energetically. This female is from Rats of Andromeda. Her name is Zonius Osubau. Stars throughout the Andromeda Galaxy have similar ways of living as well as attributes that are very different in looks and expressions. Rats is a star where souls look very similar to those in the Pleiades. They stand approximately 7 feet tall, which is taller than Pleiadians. Their hair is worn short or very long and silky. Their bodies circulate light, and they serve the light in many ways similar to all Elohim races we have revealed. On some stars, there is preferred outdoor living, and other stars have large homes with many expressions of decor. Elder Roshi serves as a commander representing Andromeda. He is loved and respected for his wisdom and expertise in all missions. His travels allow speaking engagements on all stars throughout Andromeda. It is within this service that he met and chose Zonius Osubau to become the mother of many children. In timelessness, with unlimited choices and no aging, 4 other females became mothers as well. One of the beloved daughters born on the Star of Rats carried the vibrational frequency of a goddess. With long black hair and green eyes, Isa danced through gardens and met with fairies. She was gifted with even more light to serve all other goddesses throughout Andromeda. Her wisdom, compassion, and knowledge of other galaxies that her father taught her about was powerful. The expansion of her light covered many other souls as she inspired and shared with others from within her heart. Isa chose to have no family, as everyone she met was family to her. The immense love she shared allowed deep connections on all Andromeda stars. Other goddesses prepared for her visits by organizing celebrations with music and dancing. News was shared and elaborate meals were presented with opulence. Goddess Isa always wore long gowns and robes made of sparkling pink crystals. Her white lion traveled with her in a silver craft. Beams of light from the ground circled her craft as the gatherings waiting for her with anticipation. Goddess Isa remains in service now as the lead goddess of Andromeda. She will arrive in Sheen to be honored for her contributions of love and assistance. You will remember her beauty, and your hearts will be touched by her frequency of light. She will remain as the goddess known throughout all of Andromeda. Many friends will join with love. Soon we rise as one. Eniki Mai Ia, I love you so, Laika.